I'm Cliff Smith. I'm the manager of Veterans, Social, and Homeless Services for the City of St. Petersburg. And to start things off, I would like to recognize some of our elected officials and community leaders that are here with us this morning. And we have, to my right, Mayor Rick Kreisman. Deputy Mayor Kanika Tomlin. City Council Vice Chair Darden Rice. Mike Dove, Director of Neighborhoods, who's standing in the back there. Kevin King, our Chief of Staff. We have our City Administrator, Gary Cornwell. I've seen him. Gary, good morning, Gary. And we have Congressman-elect Charlie Crist. Congratulations. Today marks our third annual Veterans Day celebration, and I can't tell you how proud I am of our city. What a wonderful thing to say thank you to our veterans. Today is a day we as a country set aside to show our gratitude to the brave men and women who have worn a uniform in service to our country. We also remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice and gave their lives for our country and for our freedom. Each year in St. Petersburg, at our celebration, we do something that I think is unique. We honor a local hero who has served our country with great courage and valor, and then returned to our community to serve our city in the same spirit and vigor. In a few minutes, Mayor Kreisman is going to be presenting this year's Honored Veteran Award to a very special person, our local hero, Michael Jernigan. We're all looking forward to this special moment. I just wanted to share something with you that happened to me that I thought was really special in my life. Last week, my wife and I were on a little mini vacation to Sedona, Arizona, which is, if you've ever been there, it's a beautiful place. And we took a day to go up to the Grand Canyon. And I don't know about you, but every time when I get to the rim of the canyon and I look out, it takes my breath away how beautiful it is. And I remember thinking, wow, what a beautiful country we live in. Every state in the Union, from the Pacific Ocean, the Rocky Mountains, our plain states, the beautiful Midwest, New England, the South, and especially this jewel of a city that we all live in, St. Petersburg. How lucky we are to live in such a beautiful country. But it's not just the land that makes this such a special country to live in. It's the freedoms that we Americans enjoy. Our freedom of speech, our freedom, we get to elect our leaders. We get to live where we want to live. We can travel where we want to travel. All of the freedoms that we Americans enjoy that I think a lot of times we do take for granted. But none of this would be possible were it not for the brave men and women who served our country in uniform to keep us safe and to keep us free. To each of our veterans here today, I want to say thank you for your service, for your valor, and for protecting the United States of America. And I'd also like to thank the families of our veterans who made this service possible. I'm pleased to introduce Pastor Tim Marsick with the House of Hope, who will be providing our invocation today. Immediately following the invocation, will be a presentation of colors by the Pinellas County Veterans Honor Guard.
Good morning, everyone. Morning. What a beautiful day. I want to thank you, Mr. Clifford and the mayor, for inviting me out here today. It's an extreme honor. I am the executive director of Somebody Cares Tampa Bay and the pastor of House of Hope. And my dad was a Marine, and he instilled in me some values that have taken me a very long way. And so it's an honor to be here today. My granny had a dress shop called Virginia Fashions only about two blocks from here. And back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, she mended dresses and made sure everyone looked good for church. Amen? Well, let's go ahead and let's pray and do the invocation. If you guys will bow your heads with me as we ask Almighty God to be here. Dear God, you are our creator and sustainer. You are our light and our fortress. You are our wisdom and our strength. John 15:13 says, Lord, as we pray our word, pray your word back to you, says, greater love has no one than this, that he would lay down his life for his friends. Lord, you moved upon men to establish this great nation, and you stirred men to hope and to dream for a land of freedom. We praise you for this great nation. Lord, you have sincerely called and spoken to the hearts of our best and brightest to volunteer, to proudly stand and defend our beloved country. Lord, you have given us the greatest and most courageous, brave, and loyal men and women who have steadfastly served in their chosen branch of military. We gather today to honor with all we have and thank and pay sincere gratitude, remembering our military personnel. We acknowledge that their service enables us to walk as free men and women in this great country that have established through our forefathers. Lord, today we seek to bless and honor your sons and daughters who have served and who are serving in our country. We are reminded, Lord, that because of their service, we get the privilege to live in a country that stands for all men and women to worship you in spirit and in truth. This we ask God to pour out a blessing from heaven that would overtake and bless them in ways that they would know that you love them. You have not forgotten about them. You have a plan and purpose now and then and forever for their lives. We thank you for that because they answered the call, and we can live in safety and in worship freely, you that have given us this privilege. We ask that you abundantly bless those who have previously served. May their service time be rewarded in every way. May they gain earthly and heavenly blessings from their unselfish love of you and country. Lord, we stop now and remember those who are currently serving. We ask that you provide and put a hedge of protection and dispatch your angels to protect them with a protection that only you can provide. God, may your strength and your peace give them courage to fulfill the call and service that their leaders will ask of them. We ask that you abundantly provide for all their needs. We ask that you would enable them to overcome every personal temptation and professional obstacle. We ask that you would protect their families from hurt and harm. May each of our veterans feel honored, not just today, but every day. And Father, we give special recognition for our wounded warriors. Will they realize that many of our heroes are dealing with physical and emotional wounds that occurred as a result of their time of service to our country. By your word, you have provided such healing. May your word be a place where they can find this healing on every level needed. We ask that you would be given the best treatments to them and care available that you had, and would your supernatural blessings to all the efforts given to them and help them. We ask you, Lord, that you would show them miracles and that they would seek and gain health and stability and wholeness. We pray all these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And everyone said, amen. Thank you.
The rock is red with the bombs bursting in air. Please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. The Pledge of Allegiance. States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good morning. I'm Dr. Kanika Tomlin, Deputy Mayor of this beautiful city, and I've been given the charge this morning to lead us in a moment of gratitude. Please be seated. A moment of gratitude on this Veterans Day, and what a lovely gift. When I think about a moment of gratitude, I'm really led to reflect on the concept of a moment and the magnitude that lies therein. There are 32,536,000 seconds in a year, 31 million. That's 31,536 seconds, moments that we will experience in the span of 1 year. The last numbers that I saw, there are 22 million veterans living who've served in our United States Armed Forces, with 1.3 million projected to be enlisted in 2017. You add to those all of those who've nobly served, men and women, since 1775, and it quickly becomes apparent that there are not enough moments in the year individually to honor these brave and courageous men and women, which makes so significant the purpose of this day, that we come together as a nation and the collective to honor these men and women in the collective for the service that they've given to our country. And so please join me now. I encourage you to take a moment to just silently reflect on the magnitude and the honor of this time that we're fortunate to share. And I encourage you to remember our veterans, not only in this moment, but in every moment that we are fortunate to experience. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Tomlin. That was wonderful. It is my privilege to introduce Gina Maniacci with the St. Petersburg Vet Center. And Gina has been a good friend of the city of St. Petersburg. She actually came to us 3 years ago and asked us to consider hosting an event on Veterans Day, and great suggestion. She's been a speaker at every one of our events, and it's my intention to have you every year, Gina. Please. Oh, and Gina's served in the United States Marines.
Air Force, excuse me.
Well,
I'll be an honorary Marine today. Again, thank you so much for coming. Thank you to the mayor and the staff for listening to the call of what my veterans at the Vet Center have been asking for years. And the beauty of this event is we can still all go to Bay Pines. So that's how it all started, with the other mayor who said, well, we just go to Bay Pines. So I'm glad that the city of St. Petersburg is recognizing our veterans in this special way, this special day. And again, my role as the team leader of the St. Petersburg Vet Center is to make sure that all veterans who meet our eligibility, which is anybody who served in a combat zone or experienced any type of sexual trauma, knows that there are agencies out there like my Vet Center, as well as all the other 300 vet centers in the country, to help with the readjustment needs of our veterans. And this year is a little extra special because we're doing a national commemorative event all over the nation for honoring our Vietnam veterans, because as we know, this country did not treat our Vietnam veterans well at all. And we used to have a bumper sticker when we had a nice budget, and it said, it's never too late to thank a Vietnam veteran. So if we get money back in our budget, I'm gonna buy more of those because I'd like everybody to wear those. And it's funny, one of my Vietnam veterans client told me he doesn't like people saying thank you for his service because he gets a little anxious about that. And I said, well, there's nothing wrong with just saying thank you. So that's what we're here to do, is to thank all of our veterans. Regardless of when and where you served, you're still all important, and we're here to help you. So what I'm going to do at the end of my little talk is make sure that if any veteran here who served during November 1st, 1955, through May 15th, 1975, if you did not receive a commemorative pin, raise your hand and I will personally present it to you to thank you for what you've done. But just a little symbolism about the pin. It's a little lapel pin that we're making sure that all of our veterans who served during this time will receive one. There's a little picture of an eagle, and we know the eagle represents courage, honor, and dedication to service to our nation. And it's one of the most recognizable and notable American symbols. So it is with distinction on numerous military insignia, so that's why it's on the pin. There's a blue circle on the pin, and the blue color matches the canton of the American flag and signifies vigilance, perseverance, and justice. And the circle shape and blue color also match the official seal of the commemoration. The laurel wreath, a time-honored symbol representing victory, integrity, and strength. The stripes, of course, behind the eagle represent the American flag. And the stars, there are six stars that represent six allies who served, sacrificed, and fought alongside one another. They represent Australia, New Zealand, Philippines, Republic of Korea, Thailand, and the United States. And the message, a grateful nation thanks and honors you, is on the back. It's closest to the heart of the wearer, and it's also the official name of the commemoration. It's included to remind each veteran that this is a national initiative, and this lapel pin is the nation's lasting memento of thanks. So, are there any veterans here who have not received one of the lapel pins that need one? Okay. Please keep your hands raised, and I will present one to you personally. And again, thank you, and happy Veterans Day.
Thank you, Gina. It is my privilege to introduce City Council Vice Chair Darden Rice.
Thank you. Good morning. As Vice Chair of City Council, I express my greatest gratitude to you and all of our veterans on behalf of my fellow City Council colleagues and the citizens of St. Petersburg, whom we represent, and to my recently departed granduncle, Grady Singleton of Pompano Beach, Florida, a veteran of World War II. Thank you. I'd also like to acknowledge we have a former City Council member here with us today who's also a veteran, Herb Polson. Your contributions are never invisible or forgotten. You are our heroes, you're our sheroes. You who committed and risked your very life to protect our world and to make it a better place. You've made it better for the rest of us. How easy it is to be patriotic at the barbecue on the 4th of July or at the football game or watching the Olympics. How much more sacrifice it is to be the patriot, the one who serves. To be the one whose valor, courage of spirit, and sacrifice makes our freedoms possible in the land of the free in the first place. You know, at the beginning of every council meeting, we rise, we face the flag, we say the Pledge of Allegiance. And then we have what we call is the open forum, where it's the right of every citizen to have their time to say whatever they want directly to the people who are elected to represent them. This is our ritual as we go about conducting the business of the city. And it rests upon the rights that you have fought for to protect. The media sits there too, also free to do their job with the freedom and rights guaranteed by our Constitution. And this is our everyday ingrained culture, based on transparency, freedom, accountability, and respect. And it's what makes our country different from the others. By the end of every day, may we reflect that our sacred rituals of democracy are secured by the sacrifice, duty, and commitment of all of our veterans. May we be mindful to do our jobs as you did yours, with honor and distinction, a spirit of service, a sense of duty, to do what is necessary for our future generations to succeed, and to be selfless in making courageous decisions. For all of this, We thank you for making freedom and opportunities for all of us possible. God bless our veterans. God bless our troops. God bless our country. Thank you.
Thank you for those very inspiring words. It is my great privilege to introduce our next speaker, the City of St. Petersburg Mayor, Rick Kreisman. is the reason we're having this event today. Serving our veterans and our families and their families has been a key priority and will continue to be a key priority of his administration. Shortly after taking office, Mayor Kreisman joined forces with mayors from around the country and with President and Michelle Obama in the Mayor's Challenge to End Veterans Homelessness. And we are making great progress. It's amazing since Mayor Kreisman has been in office, the work that has been done by a number of people in our community that are working with veterans, we are getting very close to reaching our goal of ending veterans homelessness. Mayor Kreisman will be presenting the 2016 Honored Veteran Award to this year's recipient, Michael Jernigan. Mayor Kreisman.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Cliff. Before I begin, two things I want to do. One is recognize Gibbs High School PCCA Choir. We're so glad to have you all back again this year. And also, before I begin my comments, I would like to invite Congressman-elect Charlie Crist up to say a few words.
Good morning. I am honored to be here with so many brave people who have sacrificed so much for all of us and for our great country. And Mayor, I want to thank you for initiating this ceremony. It is only fitting that we do so every year. We probably should do so even more than that. But to all of those veterans, I only want to say thank you. And from the bottom of my heart, God bless you. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your courage. And thank you for your willingness to serve and do it with strength and with grace. God bless you all. Thank you. Thank you.
This week, we all witnessed the beginning of the transition of power in our nation's capital. No matter what side of the political spectrum you are on, this transition is an important reminder that we all share in the greatest democracy history has ever known. We are here today at this beautiful memorial to recognize and remember that peaceful transitions of power don't come easy. The success of our democracy has not come free. Today, we honor the men and women who have served our nation in uniform. We honor those men and women who have fought to preserve our freedom and our democracy. Those who have returned home from battle, and those who have not by making the ultimate sacrifice. And here in Williams Park, we take time to honor one of our own, an outstanding St. Petersburg veteran. Michael Jernigan, a graduate of St. Pete High School, is a United States Marine who served with Company E, 2nd Battalion, 2nd Marine Regiment, and was deployed in Iraq. In August of 2004, Michael's platoon was hit by two IEDs, causing him to suffer life-threatening injuries. In addition to injuries to much of his body, Michael is the first U.S. service member to lose both eyes in the global war on terror. He has endured 30 major surgeries and spent 16 months in hospitals and rehab facilities. But neither the IED, the injuries, surgeries, or rehab could stop Michael Jernigan. 10 years ago, he co-founded Paws for Patriots at Southeastern Guide Dogs. Paws for Patriots matches guide dogs and service animals with veterans in need. I've known Michael for a long time. And to watch him, to see how he inspires others, is an inspiration to me. And so, Michael, today, you truly embody what it means not only to be a U.S. Marine, but to be a U.S. citizen. And so we honor you, and we salute your uncommon valor, your courage in the face of adversity, and your deep commitment to our community. As we like to say in St. Petersburg, the sun is shining brightly on you and on all our honored men and women who have served our city and our country and continue to serve us so well today. And so it is my honor to be able to present our 2016 Honor Veterans Award to U.S. Marine Michael Jernigan.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor. I want to first say thank you to Kimberly for being there with me in the good times and the bad times. I want to say thank you to my mom and my dad, Bob, who were there with me every step of the way over the last 12 years. I want to say thank you to Ed and the American Legion, Post 14, for being there as my community. I really want to talk to the veterans in the crowd. I remember when I first made the decision to join the Marine Corps, I was 23 years old. I was a junior college dropout, and I had nowhere to go. I woke up one morning and I asked myself, why? Why is my life in this situation? And I realized it's because I was not living up to my potential. So I enlisted. When I was in Parris Island, I asked myself, why did I enlist? But again, I asked that question, why? Why did I serve? And for me, the answer is to give back to a community that has given so much to me. St. Petersburg welcomed me with open arms when I came home broken. I asked our veterans today on Veterans Day to ask themselves why. Why did you serve? And I'm sure many of you will come up with the same answer I did. To give back to a community that has given so much to us. So ask yourself why. And then ask yourself how. How I can take that same dedication of service to my community forward, and how I can help my fellow members of St. Petersburg, my fellow citizens, come up, how we can make this city a better place. As veterans, we led the way on the battlefield, and I think as veterans, it's our job to lead the way back home. So thank you, Mayor Kreisman. I greatly appreciate this. Thank you, St. Petersburg. You've been a wonderful home. Yeah.
Congratulations, Michael, and to your beautiful family on being selected as the 2016 Honored Veteran of the Year. St. Petersburg is truly blessed to have a real-life hometown hero living with us. Once again, we have the great pleasure of hearing the beautiful voices of the Gibbs High School Pinellas County Center for the Arts singing Not One Sparrow Is Forgotten, a tribute to the American veterans who made the ultimate sacrifice and gave their lives for our country. Thank you, choir. That was so inspiring and beautiful. Can we give them another round of applause? I want to thank you for being here today to help us celebrate Veterans Day and for making this event so memorable. And Derek, I want to thank you for your leadership and for the great job you're doing with this, with the choir. What a talented group. And I wanted to just say, this is what makes this event so special, having these beautiful voices singing and honoring our veterans. And I would like to once again put you on the spot and ask if you would be willing to come back next year and help us celebrate Veterans Day.
It would be our honor.
We love you, Mr. Watson.
I want to thank you all for being here today to help us celebrate Veterans Day and for opening your hearts in gratitude for those who have served our country. To our veterans, a huge thank you. Thank you for your service and for your sacrifice for our country. God bless you, God bless your families, and God bless America. I invite you to remain afterwards to enjoy a continental breakfast and gratitude of our veterans. Thank you. Happy Veterans Day.